When you're in a beach town at this time of year, as we are right now, you're struck by what you feel and by what's missing. Here on the oceanfront in Salisbury, on the far north shore, you feel the cold breeze and the moist air right off the ocean. It bites right through your clothes. What's missing are the throngs of people who will pack this place in a couple of months. But right now, most of the restaurants and the tourist shops here are closed. Still, the off-season does attract many other people who come to stay for months, not on vacation, rather out of necessity. Have you been homeless?
Yes, 3 times.
Tell me about that.
Should I start from the beginning?
That is Jean. In order to protect her and her 2 young children, she wants us to call her by her middle name, Jean. We meet her in town at the Pettengill House, a social service agency that covers 10 local communities.
It's a little depressing. It's put a lot of emotional strain on me, trying to not show my kids that it's upsetting me so that they're not upset. Not used to living in a hotel like that. It makes life harder.
Notice she says hotel. Jean tells us how she found herself, 27 years old, with a 6-year-old son and a 4-year-old daughter, living in a Salisbury hotel or motel since January. Unreliable transportation, past evictions, and an abusive relationship left her looking for a temporary solution to homelessness, and she found it in Salisbury.
These are the cheapest hotels that they have. And I need to make sure that I have an every week guarantee of the same place so we're not bouncing from hotel to hotel.
Jean pays the bills working long hours as a personal care attendant for an elderly couple. Her rent is $251 a week for 1 room. And she's not alone. Many people who are struggling are drawn to this beach town during winter.
Salisbury is a seaside community where we have a lot of transient population.
That's Anne Champagne, a retired Salisbury police detective and now a caseworker at the Pettengill House.
What I mean by that is winter seasonal rentals. They may be cottages, they may be motels, they may be apartments that are rented only for the season, and the people have to be out come April, so they're rented for the winter.
That transient population pulses in and out of beachfront communities all along the Massachusetts coast during the summer months. Salisbury's year-round population of about 8,000 swells to nearly 3 times that in summer.
You know, the warmer months is more of a, you know, vacation spot.
Salisbury police officer James Levitt.
Where the winter, I would say, is more of, how would I say, maybe people down in their luck that need a place or that type of thing as coming here for fun as opposed to coming here for need because of the, you know, low cost of apartments and things like that and rentals down here in the winter.
Officer Levitt is a 9-year Salisbury police veteran. He primarily handles domestic dispute cases, the number of which he says remains relatively consistent year-round, even though the winter population is 3 times less than the summer population. Levitt speaks with us in the 1930s-era police station in a windowless, multi-purpose room that houses the department refrigerator and the 911 computer system. We're joined there by Detective Sergeant Anthony King.
There's an opportunity here in the winter times, I think, as opposed, not that there isn't in the summertime, but it's just it's a different type of opportunity.
When he says opportunity, Detective King is talking about the opportunity for crime. Streets in winter are largely deserted, summer houses are empty, and can be targets for some people who might be criminally minded.
I think if they're having, you know, financial troubles, they're down on their luck, and they see something, an opportunity. For those types that have a criminal element, you know, attached to them.
Figures from Salisbury Police show burglary and breaking and entering charges spiked in the off-season last year, October through March, outpacing charges in the summer, when the population, you'll remember, is nearly triple. Crime is a worry for Jean, living in the beach motel with her 2 kids.
I don't feel safe. I know what's rolling around down there. I sleep with both locks on the door, and I sleep the closest to the door. I have recently acquired a tiny little pocket knife because that makes me feel unsafe. I mean, I don't have a lot of expensive stuff, but, I mean, I still have my kids there, and that's the biggest issue is their safety.
The lack of space in that one motel room is also an issue. It's taking a toll on her kids.
School-wise, my son is starting to go a little bit in rewind. His reading is not as good as it could be. He was doing really good. Behavioral-wise, they're acting out a lot more now.
Jean's son began the academic year in the town of Bradford's public schools. That's where they were living before moving to the motel in Salisbury. Jean had the right to choose where she wanted her son to finish out the school year under a federal law that mandates school district support of homeless students. So her son is still in the Bradford school. He's picked up every morning in a cab paid for by the school district for the half-hour drive each way.
It's been a little difficult for him. Because he leaves earlier than all the rest of the kids. They all wonder why he gets to walk around the school with a booster seat. Some days he doesn't even want to go to school. Some days he's begging me to find him a different ride because he doesn't want to take a cab because it's embarrassing for him.
Embarrassing for the boy and challenging for the towns, as educating homeless kids is federally mandated, as we mentioned. The numbers fluctuate, but on average, almost 1 in 6 of the roughly 550 children in the Salisbury Elementary School are experiencing homelessness. Though the student-teacher ratio in Salisbury is better than the state average, the grade school's MCAS scores in English, math, and science have been below the state average the last 3 years.
We could have a student the day before MCAS show up, take MCAS, and it counts on Salisbury's report card, and then leave the next week.
That is Jim Montaneri, principal of the Salisbury Elementary School for 9 years. His office is dominated by a wall of pictures of his own kids and inspirational learning material for all his students. He says among the kids who live in town year-round, scores are improving, but it's difficult when you're teaching children who are just there for part of the year.
It's a challenge, but it's not an excuse. And we have to make adjustments. Here at Salisbury Elementary, we do it differently. And students understand, they feel safe, and they're happy. As a school, we can't control their home life and so forth. We do have control when the students are here.
Meantime, here on Beach Road in Salisbury, Jean may have to move out of her motel soon. As with the winter rental season almost over, the weekly rent is about to rise.
Once April hits, they're going to spike the rent up for that hotel room from $250 to $400, and I can't afford that. That'll take every single penny that I make. I'll have nothing for food, nothing for gas, nothing for my car. I mean, that makes me nervous.
If Jean can't find an affordable apartment, and so far she's had no success, she and her kids are likely to be homeless again. WBUR's Shannon Dooling produced this story. I'm Bob Oakes.